that's a new currency as well. It's like, oh yeah, let me say the wildest shit so that I can go viral on Twitter. I do care about those things, but I also want to talk about sucking dick. So what are we gonna do now?
Perk. I think I just need a fine man with no options. I want a fine man.
That's impossible. Even the ugly guys have options.
It's cocktails and takeaways. What is good, guys? It's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the Bizzle, and we're back again. It's winter time. It's frostbite, but we are here and alive. I hope everyone's got a motherfucking drink in their hand, ready to go. Sorry, I know the energy is quite low today. Usually I'm like, but I can't lie. I'm so hungover. I'm running on literally 4 hours sleep. I went to the Spotify Wrapped party yesterday, and it was honestly such a fun time. Strands performed, Sam Smith performed, Charlie XCX performed. So it was a good time. But everyone's talking about Spotify Wrapped at the moment. Emmanuel, what was your number one artist, and what was your number one bumbaclots? What is it? Something.
Song. Number one artist was...
Wait, to be honest, yeah, this, Emmanuel, this could be make or break for our friendship, you know. Yeah, if the artist is stupid, I'm going to be upset. Okay, what is it? Drum roll.
Lil Durk.
Oh, God. Okay, and what was your number one song?
And then I'm surprised about this, but it was Rebel by Shenseea. I think I fell asleep to that song.
Our bumbo clat. I'm surprised. Emmanuel is Nigerian, so that's shocking. How does Rebel go?
How does it go?
So it was your number one, but you don't even know how it goes.
I'm not really.
Go on, sing it. You know you want to.
No, I think I'm singing. I don't want to sing the wrong song.
Lil Durk is very. It's unsurprising because you just love fuckboy music. I'm still trying to get into all the hip hop, the US hip hop. I haven't gotten into it yet. My number one was my number one artist confused me. It was Tiwa Savage, but I love Tiwa Savage, and she had a lot of strong features. Who's your guy? Yeah. She had stamina. She had a good year. So I was like, surprising. But then as I started thinking about it, it was surprising.
Who did you think was gonna be your number one?
Oh, who have I been listening to?
I thought mine was gonna be Rema.
I can't lie, Rema was my. He was in my top five.
Yeah.
But his single Charm was my number one song of the year.
Yeah, Charm was my number two. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Rema Charm should have won a Grammy.
Yeah.
When I first heard that song, I wanted, if you could inject a song into your veins, yeah, it'd be that one.
I fell in love. The minute I heard it, I couldn't stop playing it.
Honestly, repeat. Come here, make you, don't worry, you ugly mother.
Oh, yeah.
Slow and sexy. That song made me want to find a boyfriend. You see, every time I hear it in the club, yeah, it's really annoying, and I hate when the DJs do it. They speed it up.
Yeah.
Stop speeding up that song. The song needs to be slow and sexy because I'm trying to whine on somebody's son. I'm still yet to, honestly, I have a vision, a dream of falling in love to that song on the wine. Like when the song comes on, like I find a guy in the dance and we're looking at each other. That song comes on.
That's a good song to make love to.
That's a good song to make love, to fall in love. Imagine. But I've not had a single wine to that song. And that means the person that collects the wine that I've been practicing in my mirror since it came out this year, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. But yeah, I went to the Spotify Rap Party. Absolutely amazing. Shits and Gigs were hosting with our favorite friend of the show, Max Belegde. And I met the girls' bathroom, which was super, super cool. Chintia and Sophia, they're fucking lit. They are lit. We had a time. Also, the receipts were there. It was like a podcast link up. And I actually kind of loved that for us. And there was tables and there was bottle popper. Y'all know what the fuck I like, bitch. Y'all know what I like. But you know what really kind of annoyed me? Like, I was waking up the next morning and at the event, I didn't take any pictures. And I'm kind of fed up of myself a bit. Every time I go out, I even had a makeup artist. Every time I go out, I would do a strong look. I will do the highlight, the contour, the lipstick, the lip gloss. I will lay the wig. I will wear a banging outfit, chain, ring, high heel shoe. Like, and I know I look good because when I'm outside, everybody's like, yeah. But I never take pictures.
Doesn't that mean it was a good night though?
It means it was a good night. Like, it's a good night when you don't pick up your phone. But please, like, I need to remember how sexy I was looking at that time in my life. What I need to, listen, 2024, we're taking more pictures. That's another thing. 2024, we need to take more pictures. I'm so irritated in myself that when I step out looking 10 out of 10, 20 out of 10, there's no memory for me to refer back to. Do you know what I mean? There's no memory.
There's
it's
no
like,
this is me picture.
This, thank you. There's no this is me picture. It's just like, oh yeah, I look good at that time and that's it. I want the Instagram people and the TikTok people and the YouTube people to know that I look sexy like the people in real life got to experience. I need to start taking pictures so that when I now drop the pic on Instagram, people can relive. They can now relive that moment with me to be like, wow, like, she looked good. But nah, I need to start taking more pictures. It was quite sad. But we had a fucking time. I told you about, I'm going to share the story. We went to this club after called The Box. So Emmanuel, speaking of clubs and events, did you see that whole shit on Twitter with the guy that was eating pussy in the club?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is that what the man them
nah,
on?
Nah, it's not. That's what he's on. But I just want to know how much he drank, his thought process. What, like, I don't get it.
Emmanuel, is that what they're doing in the club? What are you saying? Like, is that what you're on?
He was just feeling freaky that night, I guess.
I mean, how freaky does one feel?
Yeah.
How freaky can one possibly feel? Honestly, like, we need some anti-horny medication. Because this one is mental health. How do you... This is what I'm saying. Don't let the designer fool you, ladies. How can man wear LV shirts, really on the wrists, glasses? Not gonna lie, those are the type of guys I like. I would have saw that and thought, sir, you're looking great today. You're in Hyatt or wherever the fuck you are, Eden Lounge, wherever the hell you are. You're looking great. You've now gone into the toilets to be pulling pants to the side. To be eating pussy. You don't know if you're licking the pussy or you're licking the toilet seats.
My mouth is just squeezed right now. I can't.
But question. There was a couple of questions that I had when I was watching this. First of all, okay, scenario. Like, if like, you want to do rendezvous, like, which toilet are you going to? Like, do you both go into the men's or do you both go into the women's? Because, like, obviously, one can't go in the other. So how, like, which one are we, like?
First of all, if there's a disabled, they should have gone there. Disabled toilet would have been
the
best.
Why were you not in the disability toilet?
Like, I don't know. I feel like because the person was recording, they were in the guy's toilet. I don't know. I feel like a girl would have recorded it and made some noise or like
done. Yeah, it probably sign. Was. Nah, but then that's when she fucked up. That's where she fucked up. What were you doing in the men's toilet? And you know, okay, so now we've got the scene set. The men's toilet is hell. Like, compared to the women's toilets, public toilets are already shit. But the men's toilet, that the wee on the smell of wee on the ground. Ha! So you're there, legs up, wee-wee in the atmosphere. Hey? Wee-wee smell in the atmosphere. And you know what? Yeah, clubs always put more money in the girls' toilets than they do the men's. If you, there was one event that we did and the girls' toilet, it had like floral print. Remember the event that we did for the 1 year anniversary, Manuel?
Yeah.
You know, the girls' toilet was floral, mirrors, everything. I went to the boys' toilet and it was just like wall paint and we smell. They don't put passion into the men's toilet because it's the girlies that will be taking the pics and stuff. So you went to the nasty, nasty men's toilet to have your, to be eating pussy and having your leg up pussy ate. I'm horrified. Also, do you know why that shit is so horny? Do you know why that shit is so trash?
What?
Because, nah, and the ladies will get this. Club pussy? Club pussy?
Bro, now I'm intrigued. What's that?
Club pussy.
I'm scared now.
You know, like, you know when man them talk about like gym dick?
Yeah.
Like when you've come and you've had a run and you know you're the in between your thighs are a bit stale and stuff.
Yeah.
Club pussy. Club pussy, as in you've been walking, sweating, Shensia, Rema. Oh, then again, the booty bounce. Oh, no, you've been booty bouncing all night. The club is hot and steaming. You've even been drinking alcohol. Meaning you're what? Dehydrated. Even dehydrated club pussy. You've now come to lick that. You've now come to lick that. What? You know that's fucking... Nah, that's the worst thing I've heard all week. But what are you saying about you? Are you for public rendezvous?
I can't lie. After you've described that, club pussy is... But nah, I'm not. Let me just say,
Emmanuel's like, hell no. Emmanuel's like, hell no. You've never had like a little public...
Cool. I would say if it was me, I might do something freaky in the toilets, but I'm not eating pussy on a dirty toilet like seat. That, like, we're not doing that. Not in the public. Like, nah.
You're gonna do a little. You could do a cheeky little cubicle sex.
I would say no, but if I'm being honest,
VAR. You just said that you would bang in the toilet. You said cheeky little disabled guys, the VAR. Why are you taking it back? Own it. Stand on it. See, stand on business.
After a few Ray and Effie shows, I don't know what could happen, innit? But I just know, I know the limits, innit? I wouldn't, but after a few shots, and if it's 11 out of 10, I might.
He said, I wouldn't, but I would. I've had a couple, I don't think I'd do it in the club. I think club is hell. I have done a little disabled toilets. For high regrets. Everybody knows my story. I've done it in the park. I've done it in the lifts. I've done it. I've been around town, honey. Obviously, as I've gotten older, like that stuff kind of it doesn't happen anymore because you know we got cribs now. You get it? Like God is good. It's CNT, baby. Right, I'm two cocktails in, and this cocktail is. I told Latif, our mixologist, please, I had a rough night, reduce it. And I'm still licky-licky. Like, how does that even work? But let's move on to hot new releases. Beyoncé has just dropped a new song called My House. And oh my God, I listened to it in the studio and I'm obsessed. I love it. Beyoncé just never does wrong. Honestly, it's the first time I feel like a lot of people of color have been introduced to like house music and like club music, but the way she's done it, like it's just French Kiss, and this club song is definitely another hit. It's so different to anything I feel like I've heard Beyoncé do. It's very, very brat. It's very like, I can't even explain it, but she's like singing, rapping. But the song, I'm sorry, if you haven't listened to the song, don't do it an injustice and play it on your phone. Get your speaker, get your headphones and blast that shit to high volume. Do you know sometimes with music, yeah? You know when you listen to music on your headphones, sometimes the up volume is not high enough. You know when you hit the maximum? Sometimes the maximum is not enough. I need there to be an extra maximum button. Blast my eardrums. Let me hear the bass in my loins. Let me hear the bass in the depths of my soul. And that song is one of those songs. I need the song to be a speaker, a loudspeaker in my ears when I'm listening to it on headphones, because that song is good. And it's like two songs in one. Highly recommend. But Beyoncé also had her premiere for the Renaissance movie. Taylor Swift was there. Our good sister AJO, Dudu, Clara Ampho. We had some beautiful women. And do you know what? I didn't know when Taylor Swift and Beyoncé were friends. I didn't know that they were friends. Obviously, to be honest, when you're in industry, you have quite a lot of like colleagues. You have a lot of like colleagues, but it seems like she came to the one in the America and she came to the one in London. So maybe they're friends. I knew Zizi was bringing her dog. Hello, baby. Wait, guys. Can we lift this up? Guys, so Zizi's in the building and she's going to be sitting with us. But in the meantime, I would love. Is it she or he? She's gone to run to Dave. Dave has gone to run to his mummy. Can we pick up Dave? Can we bring him on the camera? Hello, baby. Hello, welcome to the studio. Are you gonna do hot topics with me? Right, I've got Dave. This is Zizi's dog. Hi, Dave. You are beautiful. Oh, I love, guys, do you know what, yeah? I said, it's either I get a dog or a man. It's either I get a dog or a boyfriend. And sorry, Dave, don't fall off the table, please, baby. Let me hold you. It's either I get a dog or a boyfriend. And to be honest, I feel like the dog might be better than the boyfriend. What do you think? I can already feel the love. This is the animal that won't abandon you. They won't cheat on you. Then you're not going to be worried where they are, because they're going to be in your house in the night, in the morning, unless you take them out. They're going to be loyal to you. They're going to love you. Dave, you are beautiful. Right. Dave, are we going to do hot topics? Nah, guys, I can't lie. Fuck the boyfriend. I'm getting a dog. Fuck the boyfriend. I am getting a dog. Right, so we've got Beyoncé Renaissance. We've got the premiere. Honestly, I'm so excited to watch this movie. I feel like I've watched the snippets and clippets, and people are saying this is the, like, Beyoncé directed it herself. It's the best thing to come out. So I'm very, very excited. Dave, are we excited about watching Beyoncé? Yeah. We go through to watch that together, Dave. Come on. So let's jump back onto Twitter for a bit. And Emmanuel, I need your opinion on this. So no one talks about how rude Girls from London are enough. You'll smile at them and they'll screw you like you slapped their mums. Now, this has been a conversation on the internet that people have been talking about. Emmanuel, where did you grow up?
I grew up here, London.
You're London boy and bred. Do you agree with this tweet?
Yes, very much.
Why so much vim?
No, it's just that there's been times where it's like, what was the need? Like, you didn't need to be rude like that. Like, I've seen some random stuff. Like, the other day, I went to get a new sponge for my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the hair shop, the woman didn't have a product behind the till. And then the girl was getting onto her in an unnecessary way, like, oh, but I called and you said you had it and you didn't have it. It's like, chill, like, it's not that deep.
Yeah, to be honest, I hear it. Right, so I grew up in Bedford. So I obviously, you know, everybody knows that I bounced up and down in my life, but I spent a lot of time in Bedford. So I'm a little bit up north. And I've come, obviously, in Bedford, like, the people of color always say hi to each other. Like, that's just standard. If you see a person of color, the first thing you do is you'll say hello. You'll just say hi. You might not know them. You'll be like, yeah, you're right. You know, you good. Like, it's just a respect thing. Like, when I came to London and I moved to London, when I came down to London, I started hanging out in London more. Like, I'd see a black girl and I'd say hi to her. And the dirty look that I got, like, why are you even talking to me right now? My confidence was crushed. My confidence was damaged. I was like, raw. Like, do you know how humiliating it is to smile at someone or to say, hi, you're right. And they're just looking at you like, who the fuck is this? Who the fuck? I don't think I ever greeted anyone again. That's like more time. When you see me, I'm pointed to my destination. But I'm a London girlie. I love the London girls. I feel like this tweet is, I'm sorry guys, it's accurate, I can't lie. And I love being a London girl, but for some reason, we're just not that friendly. Like, in terms of initial, like, meeting, like, it takes us a while to warm up to people that we don't know. But we went to Manchester in September, and it's the first time I've been in Manchester in a while. And people are walking, you know, a girl will walk up to you and be like, oh my God, you look really nice. Like, oh my God, your hair's nice. Or they'll walk up to you, they'll be like, yes, girl. Like, just, you don't know them. It's just like a human exchange. And then that's it, gone. You're not going to see them. Like, I've never been in a situation where a girl in London has come up to me to be like, oh, do you know what? I like your hair, you know. Oh, your shoes are kicking. Never, ever, ever have I had that experience. But only up north, like when I go up north, or even in different countries, like in America, they're the same. Like I went to LA and this girl just kept staring at me. And obviously I bought my bad London vibes because I was thinking, why the fuck is she staring, bro? Like, what do you want? And she was staring at me and I was looking at her like, what's good? And she was like, I just want to say, like, I just think you're so beautiful. And I was like, damn, wow, I'm such a bitch. I'm like, wow, I'm an actual bitch. Like, I'm an actual bitch.
But why do you think that? What's wrong with them?
Because we've suffered. Do you know what it is? And I think this, like, so much has happened, especially with black women and women of color, about our attitude and behavior, which is very annoying to see. But we need to understand that we've had to fight a lot more than most people. Like, we've had to fight for ourselves more than most people, whether from our upbringing to even our identity. For a very long time, black women were the most hated in terms of like how we looked, our appearance. We were, according to people growing up, we were like the least desirable. So I feel like sadly we've had this, we constantly have been brought up to feel like we're on the defense. Like, we're constantly on the defense. And especially like when you grow up in London, I just feel like it just comes from a place of defense, that we've actually been conditioned to constantly feel like we're fighting ourselves. So even when somebody comes to us, it's like they're coming to us because they have a problem, or that person, that interaction has occurred because that person is trying to hurt me. So I need to defend myself. I need to have my guard up. I would say that we're very, very, unfortunately, guarded people, guarded girlies, but we've suffered. We've suffered. When the world is punching you and kicking you and beating you, of course we're gonna have that emotional state where we constantly feel like, listen, like, I need to protect myself. I need to protect myself. I need to protect myself. And honestly, I love going to the club and seeing a girly looking, you know, a bit hostile and talking to them, and the way you just see them melt. Like, I will go up to girlies like when I'm really drunk and I'm like, oh my God, like her, like, yes queen, you better motherfucker do that thing. And it's almost like the way you just see that mask melt. Like, I remember the perfect example, there was a black girl in the toilet and she was just doing her makeup and she had the strongest face. And I was like, girl, you look so good. The way she just dropped, she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, you look really good too. Like, I promise you, it's just a front. We've just spent our time fighting. And also, can I just say, women of color in particular are always confused with being stush and stern and don't talk to me. But some of us are really, most of us, to be honest, are really social anxiety girlies, you know. On God, a lot of us just struggled to know how to communicate and to be the first one to say hello or be the first one to approach a situation without feeling and looking like a beg. Like, and especially because we have beg culture here where it's like, oh my God, don't do that, you're a beg, don't do that, you're a beg. So people are constantly on the defense of, oh, I don't want to go up to this person and say hi or go up to this person and be too nice because they're going to call me a beg. So please give us some grace, man, honestly. But yeah, I would say a lot of people outside of London are nicer, but we've suffered more. So I'm a rat for my bitches. So guys, do not go anywhere. We are going to be on the seat, on the lounge area with my good sister Zizi Mills. I'm so excited about this one. It's been a long time coming. But yeah, make sure you grab a motherfucking drink and I will see you on the other side. It's C&T, baby. Right, bad boys and girls, we are in the lounge area. And of course, that means we have a very special guest today. This is a lady who is not afraid to ask the real questions and go against the status quo. She provides some of the best in-depth content on the internet and honestly has become one of the most popular cultural commentators in the motherfucking UK. I am honored to have in my seat today, it's my girl, Zizi Mills! And Dave, how are you, queen?
See, Dave's coming for you now. He's like, oh, did you call my name?
Honestly, I am this close to getting a dog.
Listen, I said this to you earlier, yeah. Dave is like, he's not a normal dog. He's mute. He hardly ever barks unless someone knocks the door. And then even that, depending on how he feels. And he's not a normal dog. So it's like a child. You know, like when your friend's got a good child, you're like, oh my God, I want another one. Oh my God. And then you get your own child and you're like, oh my God.
Not quite.
He's Rugrats. Do you know what I'm saying? That's Dave.
No, honestly.
Like I feel like you'll get a dog and it won't have his temperament. Because his temperament, that's the thing. Dogs have their own temperament.
Don't wish that for me. Maybe if I pray hard enough, maybe I'll get a Dave kind of dog.
I feel like you're quite chaotic.
That's true.
So your dog is probably going to be quite chaotic.
I hear that a lot of people's dogs carry their owner's personalities.
Yeah, I'm quite chill. Although people think I'm like, I'm quite chill. Like when I'm out, I'm more times will stand in the corner. I don't necessarily like want to be in the center of like, so
yeah.
But then I'm very needy as well. Like I love cuddles and all these kind of things. That's Dave. He always wants to be close to you, but then he's sometimes like, nah. It's very like how I am.
Oh, I'm a needy girl. I'm definitely not. I'm want to learn how to be a mysterious babe, because you definitely are a mysterious babe.
You think so?
Yeah, you always, when I see you got your glasses on, tinted glasses.
I love that for me.
And you're just like, hey, you do your hays and your highs, but you never do too much. I'm in the middle like,
no, enjoy it, have fun. I've always kind of been like that though. I like to watch other people enjoy themselves. I will have fun as well. Like I will dance and whatnot. But I've always been like that. I've always been kind of, even at school, my teachers, I went to theatre school and it's very much all the time. Like everyone's like walking around the corridors, like, you know, Fame.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Like it's like that. People just walking around, like singing and breaking out into song. And I'd be like, hi, you're right. To the point where the principal brought my mum in, because it was a private school, so she was paying money. The principal brought my mum in and said, maybe you want to consider Zalika coming to this school, because obviously you're spending money, but she doesn't look like she's having a good time.
Girl.
And I was like, I really am, but I just don't like to be like, hey,
crazy about
all the
it.
Time. Yeah. So
that's crazy. You started with acting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I went to Sylvia Young, which is like
Frisbee Park, Angel?
When I was going, it was in Marylebone. Now it's in Oxford Street.
Amazing.
So it was like, they call it like a theatre school. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you do vocation. I mean, you do academics. So I came out with like my 10 GCSEs. And then Thursday and Friday, you do vocational. So this, what you would fit into 5 academic days, I would fit into 3 academic days.
Girl.
And then we would have, Thursday would be like dance, we do tap, so we tap, ballet, all of that kind of stuff, singing, dancing, acting, all of that. And I did that. That was my whole of my secondary education up until 15. So yeah, everyone was there was just very jazz hands, and I've never been jazz hand girl.
It's crazy. I know a lot of the personalities And especially the people who are quite vocal come from acting backgrounds, because I did acting for a bit.
Right, of course. They, yeah.
We're just, I mean, it's like, so when you could turn it on and off,
100%.
Right?
100%. And I think when you're an actor, you're quite, you're quite expressionate.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Expressionate? Is that a
Girl,
word?
Girl, we run it.
I don't know. We've made sure you're very, yeah, expressionate. I'm going with it. That's definitely not a word. 110% definitely not a word. Yeah, so basically you're just, we're in the vibe. We know how to talk. We know how to, like you said. And yeah, I always think to myself though, like, it was supposed to kind of happen this way, because I do think when you're an actor, you can't be as vocal about certain things unless you're that type of actor, if that makes sense. But yeah. I feel like a lot of, you know, artists, as in like musicians, actors, all those type of things, they have to kind of like monitor what
Agreed,
they say,
yeah,
and how
media
they come
training
up,
hard,
right, yeah,
yeah,
all of that. And I kind of think, like, if I made it as an actress, would I have been able to keep my mouth shut? Probably not,
girl.
And I would have got in trouble a lot or whatever. So if I go back into acting now, at least they know what they're getting.
I'm a big fat PR crisis, girl. I'm a PR crisis. They would have been like, shut this girl down. But I do want to say, there is a congratulations I need to give you. Your show on Capital Extra.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Can we cheers to that? That's a really big deal.
Thank you. It was really fun. I had loads of fun. It was good. Like, yeah, it's a new journey that I'm like, I want to definitely go and learn. Like, radio is such a different skill.
Yes.
So like, we talk a lot, if that makes sense. We got no time restraints, nothing. We can talk as much. Like radio, you got links to do. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have like a link that can maybe be like, I don't know, 30 seconds or whatever, a minute max maybe, mm-hmm. where you talk, and even a minute, that's very long. Where you talk, you got to get your personality across, you got to get this. And so it's a skill that I'm really learning and trying to hone in on.
I'm interested to know why you decided radio.
Because I like music.
Yes.
I like music. I enjoy music. I do like listening to radio. Like, I have radio on in my house. And also, I think that radio is still a good form of media.
Definitely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I know like online is a thing now, and I started off online. But I think radio is still important. And I think you kind of like, I feel like you have, I don't think stability is the right word, but I feel like you have like a nice longevity
yeah.
in radio,
Agreed.
If that makes sense.
You're absolutely right.
You have, and you then also, it's like YouTube with your subscribers, you build like a family.
Like a
I feel like your
yeah.
community, like if you're on radio long enough, you build like a community. People like look forward to listening to you. You can bring people joy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can make people laugh. You can... So for me, it was just something that I wanted to try. And I've always kind of wanted to do radio, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest with you, like, I started online because I was like, it's highly unlikely I'm going to be able to get on radio straight away. And it's highly unlikely I'm going to be able to get on TV straight away. So my thing was always about making noise and like just putting myself out there.
Yeah.
So a lot of things that I'm doing now is probably what I wanted to do at the beginning, but I couldn't do
you
at the beginning. And then I just made a way for it to happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Honestly, talk to me about the journey, because obviously I remember seeing you very early on, and you've always been the opinionated
mm-hmm.
woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think during the time where you first came, we never really had that.
Right.
I never felt like we had women of color in our space that was so vocal and didn't give a fuck. And especially when it came to the guys, you doubled down and didn't give a fuck. But tell me how that origin story came about.
I think for me, I've always been opinionated. I've always felt like I need to have the last say. And then what happened was the acting thing wasn't working out.
Yeah.
As in, that's what I wanted to do. Like, my dream was to be an actress. I wanted to, like, Hollywood, all of that good stuff. And then I've always wanted to do that from a young, young age, from even I could remember. And then it just wasn't happening. And then you start to get defeated. You might get something a little bit there, one thing here, but it's nothing of like substance that that matters, if that makes sense. So I was doing acting, and then I was in a weird space in my life, like, where I was trying to figure out what was happening.
Yeah.
Because obviously, as you know, like, when you're a creative, in the beginning, you're not making money.
Yeah.
So you still have to have a 9 to 5. And I was, you know, I worked at Marks and Spencer's from a young age, that I did that all through college, all through uni. And then, it always worked out because the acting was okay. And then you get to a certain age and you're like, I actually need to make money.
Yeah.
Like, because this part-time job is not, it's not going to make anything happen. Like, I'm becoming an adult now. So there's things I want to do. Like, I want to go out. I want to be able to buy myself nice things. So I then went in to get a proper job, whatever that means. So I got a proper 9 to 5. My first proper 9 to 5 job was like, I was working for this restaurant, kitchen company. They would fit kitchens for restaurants and stuff.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I'd pick up the phone. I'd be like, hi, and ask them. Then people that would go down, look at the restaurant, do whatever, fit the kitchen. But if there was anything wrong, because all the appliances would be under warranty, so then they would call, it's not working now, you'd have to call up. It was not the greatest job,
yeah,
but I really enjoyed it because I found I liked my colleagues, and it was close to my home, so I could walk there. And for the first time, I was making money. It wasn't great money.
Salary things.
Salary. I was, you know, I had nice, I could do things. And I was like, cool. And then, you know, as time went on, then the district thing happened. And I think when me and my friends didn't get let into district, I think when I spoke out about it, it sparked something in me that made me realize that I'm good at talking, and that I can, that when I speak about certain things, there's loads of other women or people that feel the way I feel, but maybe they're not confident enough, or they don't feel like they're confident enough to speak about it.
Yeah.
They're worried about the backlash, or they don't, you know. So when I started talking about colorism and black women, and there were so many black women that resonated with me, I was like, oh wow, okay. And then I thought, okay, let me just start talking. But then it was so weird for me, because how people became aware of me because of district. So they thought I was some freedom fighter, I'm an activist. And I'm like, I do care about those things, but I also want to talk about sucking dick. So what are we going to do now?
Parts.
Right, you know what I mean? So, and then people are like, when I remember the first time I did a video, my friend was like, you can't talk like that. People think, you know, you just done the district thing, you've been protesting. I'm like, yeah, but I am those two people.
Yeah.
I like to talk about sex. I like to talk about things that maybe you'll be like, oh, and I also like to talk about things and stand 10 toes on things that I believe in.
Yeah,
you can be both,
right?
So that was my thing, and then that's kind of how it took off. I started doing Headscarf Diaries. People liked Headscarf Diaries. I randomly bumped into Andy, who was the producer of the ZZ Mill show.
Yeah,
I bumped into IKEA. He done Backchat, so I knew that he kind of knew, he had that good eye for maybe things that might be a bit polarizing, you know. He wasn't going to be afraid to attach himself to something that was maybe a bit kind of thing. So then we started doing the ZZ Mill show. I literally messaged him. I said, look, I think it would be good if we could work together. He said, cool, come in. We did a screen test. He was like, cool, let's go. Next week, we put out a ZZ Mills in a episode, when I used to do Hot Topics and all of that.
Yeah.
And then from then, that was it.
It's interesting, going back to that Andy story, I remember him sharing it, and it was like, you shot your shot.
Yeah,
you,
I did.
You saw him, and you were like, I've got this, you were doing the Headscarf Diaries on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you saw him in IKEA.
Yeah.
And you literally were just like, yo, hi, you know, I'm ZZ, I have this, come check it out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, generally, your whole brand is, the foundation of it is confidence and being apologetically yourself.
Yeah, but that is not, that, before, I went up to him, but before I went up to him, I had to call my friend. I'm not necessarily, I am confident, but first of all, I hate being embarrassed.
Yeah.
I hate feeling like I'm begging it with anyone.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, oh, you know, because I also, it's like, I know what it's like sometimes. Well, I don't, at the time, no one was coming up to me, but I'm also aware that sometimes you go up to people and they can't help you, if that makes sense. So you're like, oh, can you help me with this? And it's like, no, I can't. So I'm very aware. I'm not oblivious to those type of things. So I called my friend and I was like, oh my, I've spoken to, oh, he's here. Do you think I should go up to him? And she's like, have you walked past him already? And I was like, yeah. And we kind of said hello. And she's like, yeah, well, it's a bit weird if you go back to him now. Maybe just DM him. Yeah, she's like, it was a bit weird if you go back, maybe just DM him. I was like, yeah, but if I DM him, he's going to think, why didn't you just come and speak to me?
Yeah, agree.
And he's gonna think I'm a bit of a pussy hole, and that's not really, you know. So I just went up to him, and that. But it, I am confident, but I still get very like shook of certain things. I still am not confident in doing it, but I just at the I always think, what's the worst thing that can happen? They're just gonna say no.
Honestly, and then to be honest, yeah, that was a pivotal moment.
100%, yeah.
From then to then, yeah, have your own high produced show coming from Headscarf Diaries.
I know.
Wrapping your head.
I know.
But you know what? Can I just say, I feel like I appreciate that content. I feel like recently that type of content is coming back where
it is.
There was a point where everything was a bit polished.
100%. Now no one wants polished anymore.
Nobody wants polished. We love a bit of rogue.
And do you know what? That was it was kind of the same. That's why originally when I started doing Headscarf Diaries, like I sat down like with a chair, like had a camera in front of me, like tried to make it look really nice to put it on YouTube. And I put it on YouTube and no one cared. It wasn't a thing. And then one day I had like a random thought that came to my head and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it on my phone and just speak on my phone and upload it.
Yeah.
And then people started to react better to the one that I thought was, you know, looked better.
Yeah.
So I think there's just something about the rawness of something. And it's interesting because when I then tried to take Headscarf Diaries to the ZZ Mill show, it never worked. It didn't work.
The same, yeah.
It didn't work because people wanted it to be like the raw thing. And like, you know, I tried to like bring it in, make it a bit more high production.
Yeah.
And people didn't like it. They didn't really resonate with it. I just think there's something about where you feel like somebody just done something off the top of their head.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been edited. You know, they haven't sat down and tried to make themselves look nice or anything. I think that's what resonates with people.
In real time.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And like, because I know something will happen and then within the hour, you're talking about
it.
So
you're
like constantly being involved in the conversation that people are having. But I want to talk to you because that like your whole journey, I feel like you are so strong.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, generally, people love you, but I've also seen people really come for you because of your opinions and because of, you know, the things that you say. Mm. And how do you deal with that?
It depends on the day. If I'm annoyed that day, then I'm gonna be pissed off. Like it will get to me. I might even have a cry. I might be frustrated. I'll call my friends, call my managers, you know, tell them how I feel. And then sometimes I'll look at things and I'll just be like, oh, whatever. I can't bother with this. I'm not gonna even give it any like emotional
energy.
But it's difficult. It definitely is difficult. And I think as you get deeper into it, I think people think you care less, if that makes sense, but you probably care more because it's like, rah, are you guys still not understanding what I'm saying, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I've been doing like ZZ Mill stuff now for about 5 years. So maybe a bit longer than that as well. So after, and it's always kind of been the same. So for me, it's just like, rah, are you guys going to be like this forever? Like, are you just going to...
I'm telling you,
I think they will be. But you just have to... I don't know. I honestly don't know, if I'm being honest with you. I think I just take it day by day.
Yeah.
And also, I just remember that it's highly likely that it's not going to last more than 24 hours. It might last 48 hours if you're lucky. Maybe it might even last 3 days. Maybe, but more time, you're not even going to get 24 hours out of it. So that's what I tell myself, like, in 24 hours, this will be over. No one's going to care. Probably in 3 hours, nobody is going to care about this because Shade Bar are going to upload something else and then their attention has diverted to that and I'm last year's news now. So yeah.
Honestly, I recently went through a whole hellish ordeal.
I saw.
And it was the first time that I feel like I'd been attacked to that level.
Right, right, right.
And it was, honestly, it was very, very hard to deal with. And especially because the space that I was in, there was nobody to really help me to understand.
Is this
a normal thing? Or is this something where I shouldn't care? Because like you said, you're like, people think that we don't care, but we do.
Of course,
I thought,
yeah,
I'm caring about this way too much.
But this is the thing, that's another thing that's so weird about social media. It's like, when you do care, people are like, oh my gosh, but I'm a human being. I'm actually a human being and I have feelings and I have emotions. And when you actually put it like logically, if there's like even 50 people coming for you online, imagine in real life you were standing and then there was 50 people standing around you shouting at you.
Yeah.
People walking past be like, what the hell is going on? Like, what are we doing? Even if there was three people shouting at you, people would be like, whoa, is everything okay here? Are you all right? But for some strange reason, when it's online and you're now on Shadeborough, that's got nearly over 500,000 followers, and like now people are coming at you, they somehow expect you to be okay with that, or not for it not to affect you. And of course it's going to affect you, it will always affect you. You 100%. Might find different coping mechanisms and ways to like block it out, like I have, but if you care, it's going to affect you all the way, all the time.
100%. I'm trying to do that, you know, it's going to pass, because I feel like your level, I'm sure the flogging you received in the beginning is different to the flogging you receive now. Like if, as you get bigger, there's more people that 100%. Have more to say about you, and your platform gets higher. But I have a question for you, because along the topics of that, I feel like there's been a real highlight with Black women, Black opinionated women, especially obviously the situation that we have with Nella, the situation that happened with me. Do you feel like mainstream media is ready to accept women like us?
See, I saw you tweeted about you don't think we should. I hear what you're saying, but I disagree, because I think that we need to occupy those spaces so that it's normalized.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Agreed.
And unfortunately, when that happens, there will be like testers. Yourself, me, Nella, you know what I mean? So hopefully the next time a Black woman goes now on, in the jungle, she might be received a little bit better, if that makes sense. Which is unfortunate for Nella, because she becomes the kind of like, quote unquote, experiment, if that makes sense. And a lot of us are, basically, do you know what I mean? Again, a lot of times the public haven't seen people like ourselves. And sometimes it's not, and do you know what? It's so interesting though, because I probably receive, I mean, I haven't been on, obviously, I'm a celeb or anything like that. But if I'm being honest with you, I probably receive more love from mainstream than I do our community.
Okay.
I probably get more backlash from us than I would from mainstream. So even like, it's so interesting, because my friend called me the other day and I did something with BBC about body image and And he called me, he's like, have you read the comments of the BBC one? And I was like, yeah, I've looked at a few of them. He's like, it's so interesting, because the way people react to you in that space is not how they react to you in our space. Like, they're really nice in the comments. They're saying really nice things, but that's not what you get in our space.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, it is what it is. But I think that, I don't think it's mainstream. I just think it's people in general, if that makes sense. And I think that now, people also don't have a filter anymore. Back in the day, people would be a bit more worried to say things. And I'm almost scared that now it has, it's cool to be a troll.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand? Yeah. It's cool to say dumb shit online and then people retweet it, and now that person's getting bare likes and whatever. Do you get what I mean? So for me, I just think that we have to occupy them spaces. Unfortunately, it's going to be hard, but I want the younger generation or the next generation to be able to go in those shows and not feel like that, if that makes sense, and not get that. Because then what happens then? What do? Do we not occupy those spaces?
Yeah.
And I don't think I don't like that for us.
I agree.
Because then we're pigeonholed all the time. Do you know what I mean?
We
can't do anything because of fucking Sally down the road that wants and her Facebook group. Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel so bad for Nella, because... And I've got into so many arguments with people on the phone, because it's like, oh, why didn't you do that? I'm just like, I don't think you lot understand the pressure. I don't think you lot understand the environment that she's in.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand that your environment then is going to contribute to how you react, how you are. Like, they're hungry. They're not eating how they normally eat. There's so many personalities. The camp, I recently filmed like a reality thing this year. And I'm telling you, as you did. Yeah. That camera is in your face 24/7.
It's hell.
It's horrible.
It's hell, yeah.
It's like, you can't, like here, we're going to do this for a couple hours. You go home. If you want to be moody, no one knows. We almost will switch on the happiness. I've filmed so many ZZ Moore shows when I'm sad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cried just before I got there.
Yeah.
I'm angry. I'm pissed off. But when I sit down, you're not going to know that. But now when you're in that environment, you're going to get to see everything.
Every
because
emotion.
I don't get to switch off.
Yeah.
And so I think people are not being fair to Nella. I don't think they're understanding the situation. I don't think they're being fair to her, also her emotional capacity, her emotional journey.
Yeah.
I think people are not taking a lot of things into consideration, and that's what pisses me off about the whole thing with Nella and how she's been handled. And also, she almost can't do anything right now. Look, whatever she does, it's curtains for her at this point. Like, she'll say exactly the same thing that Rosie says, but for some strange reason, it's Nella.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a little bit. And do you know what? Also, I think it's a bit of jealousy. I think sometimes it's race 110%, but also jealousy, because a lot of people will look at Nella and be upset that sis is living, like, is getting to live her life. She doesn't have to get up to go to work every day. A lot of people are upset about going to work every day. And I understand that. Like, no one wants to get up and go, especially if it's not a job you like.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, like, bitterness, a lot of jealousy that's actually coming through, but people don't know where it's coming. I just don't like her. But really, the Facebook mums are angry because they have to get up at 6:30 every morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, Nella's living her best life on YouTube and making bank. Do you know what I mean? So they don't get that. There's so many layers to it. But yeah, I just think it's going to be a journey.
It's a journey. And I feel like with me and you that have done reality, I feel like my experience has made me understand. It has made me understand so many things in terms of that realm. Because like you said, the cameras are on you 24 hours and your usual coping mechanisms are removed.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, mm-hmm. you would go to your friend to talk to Vice, or you call your friend to be like, should I do this? Should mm-hmm. I not do this? You don't have that. So you're completely exposed and you're completely naked to people that you don't know and having to deal with so many emotions. Mm-hmm. Her one is, Nella's is even worse because 100%. She, rice and beans.
That's what I'm saying. And also, like, people, a lot of comfort comes from the idea of like, okay, when I get home, I'm going to see my parents. I'm going to see this. People are not understanding the layers of what she could be going through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the idea of maybe she said when she was speaking to I can't remember the lady that went, but you know, she protects herself. She, you know, if someone does something wrong to her, she's very quick to just be like, no, type of thing. So you don't know like what coping mechanisms she has as well when she's felt wronged in life, now things that she's done because of the stuff that she's been through. Do you know what I mean? And I literally had an argument with my friend the other day because he was like, oh yeah. And I was like, how can you tell her? I said, do you understand the magnitude of losing two parents?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Like, what you're saying now doesn't even make sense. Like, oh, yeah, but they should. I said, do you know what that means when you lose two parents? Do you understand that? Like, are you not understanding what that does to somebody? Do you get it? Like, do you get that? And I think that's what people are not getting. That shit changes you for the rest of your life. 100%. You're never going to be the same. You will never be the same.
On top of that, being in this space and having to figure out who you trust, people's intentions, why people are here. I can definitely understand why the wall is up
100% high for her. And also, on top of that, you're 26, you're still figuring out who you are. I'm 34, I'm still times when I'm like, okay, what do I like? What does that mean? Like, why did I react that way? What does that mean? What does that say about me? Everyone's figuring herself out. She's figuring herself out. And I just think people need to go easy and chill out. I'm not saying there's times when I might have thought, oh, Nella, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not now going to attack sis and go how people have been going at her.
I feel like, again, like we're in a time with attacking and people messaging stuff. And we're definitely in a time where people can just say things without consequence.
100%.
And I keep saying it. People are not getting boxed up enough.
People
are not getting slapped up enough. Back in the day, if you say something to someone, you're getting 100%. Slapped.
Yeah.
Or you're like, you know, there's consequences. Yeah.
There's none. And I think the consequences is that people are getting more attention.
Yeah.
So that's why now, if you're not like a person in front of the camera, you could now feel like you're lit because you leave a comment on a blog site and now 2,000 people have liked your comment. Yeah. You're gassed now. People are laughing at it. Like, ha. Now you're somebody. Think you're someone.
Yeah,
so now it's almost like, and God, like maybe you might even be lucky. They might even take your comment and post it and say, oh, somebody said this. And then that person, now Madam Joyce replied to that person. And then that now is a thing. Do you get what I mean? So now people, that's a new currency as well. It's like, oh yeah, let me say the wildest shit so that I can go viral on Twitter, so that I can go viral in the comments. It's a drug. Everyone wants to be like, relevant to a certain degree.
I never thought of it like that, but it's actually wild. So right. Even from like to me, like somebody, me posting something and it gets likes, that's nothing to, but to somebody
yeah.
who wants that attention. Right. It's gold.
It's validation. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm funny. I'm brilliant. Oh yeah, people are laughing at me. It's just, it's a weird thing. So now that they have that feature, they're just going to go ham.
I don't think
it's going to slow down. I think it's going to get worse, you know?
I agree.
I think it's going to get a lot worse. And I think that era of people being scared about being cancelled, I think it's going.
Yeah.
I think it's slowly going out of the door. I think that whole like woke thing where people were maybe a bit conscious of how they spoke to certain people, that is going out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone is just going to be on a fucking free for all soon.
No, we need some constraints, man.
There's not, I think it's going to get bad. Girl. I genuinely think it's going to get quite bad. I see it. I see things. I saw a video. This woman had made like a foldable hanger, because yeah. She had enough. And then in the comments, it was just bare people. Oh yeah, because this has been done before. This is okay. Yeah, whatever. And then there was somebody that was like, "Can you lot just not be happy? Like, why there's so many bitter people in the comments?" Yeah. And I was thinking, every time you go, I love the comment section. Every time you go on somebody, like maybe someone's doing something great, or you think, like if you look at a video and it's got bare comments, yeah, bare likes, yeah, you'd be thinking, oh, that's really positive. No, go into them comments, you'd be like, why would you decide to wear that? Who told you to wear that? I'm like, do people not? I said the other day, people don't know how to be secret haters anymore.
Yeah, no, they are haters with their chest.
Yeah, like there's things I've seen, and I was sent to my cousin or my group chat and be like, why did she wear that? What is that about?
Like girl.
You just know.
Not giving. But you're not going to put a comment to be like, you need
I'm
to.
I'm too prideful for that. Yes. Do you think I want other people knowing that I'm a hater? Like my close friends can know that I, like at that moment in time, I was a bit like, ugh. But now people are coming on the net to see that I was there hating on sis.
Hating.
Where is your pride?
No, there's no pride. That's what I'm saying. There's no pride anymore. The pride is in the gutter. But I want to change the subject. Let's talk about, you know, being we're opinionated women.
Right.
And I had a conversation just last week about when I talk to a guy, when I meet a guy, I kind of like it when they don't know who I am, because I don't want them to find me on the internet shouting.
Unless you date outside of our world. Or
yeah. Like, give me someone in tech. If it's tech or something.
But he'd probably be aware of you, though. That's the thing. Because your content circulates. So you're in group chats or whatever. But I get what you mean.
How are you, with everything, you being on the internet, how are you finding dating, being an opinionated woman? Like, can we not... Do you know what? Sometimes I wish I was famous for being sexy. Or I wish I was like the bad bee. So at least like I can meet a guy.
And he doesn't.
He doesn't know who I am. And that's great. And he sees me in the club.
Yeah.
I'm looking sexy. I'm trying to be an ambiguous babe. Yeah, hear it. You tell him what he does. He goes on TikTok. And it's me like, why do men? How come men? It's just like... It's so, oh man.
So when I first started, yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
My friend was like to me, you're going to find it hard finding a partner because it's all dependent. As I've got older, I've learned that it's dependent on the type of guy. Right?
Talk to me, educate me.
So the type of guys we like, or majority of them will not like it. They won't like it because they like those type of girls that are kind of like seen and not heard, if that makes sense.
Trophies.
Yeah. That's why bear man like Lori Harvey, because she doesn't talk.
True.
She doesn't talk her business. She was dating my man. She speaks sometimes. She looks good. She looks classy. She's well presented. But she doesn't talk that much.
Capuch, yeah.
That's it. She looks nice. Do you know what I mean?
Ambiguous babe.
Ambiguous babe. She's probably the definition of ambiguous babe, right? So you and me now, we're too loud for them. Number one, because they're probably thinking we're going to be combative. Yeah. Like everything's going to be an argument. Yeah. Everything's going to be an opinion. Everything is going to be like, And for me, to be fair, I'm not really like that. Like when I really like someone, obviously I'm opinionated and I'm not like just quiet and stuff. I am quite submissive. I'm quite like,
so
yeah, like if I'm kind of like, if you know, if you, it is what it is, but it is hard. They're always going to find something wrong. They're always going to also find, because you're around a lot of males and you're around a lot of successful males as well, men are not going to like that.
yeah,
the type of guys, they're always going to feel some sort of like power struggle or whatever the fuck they think is going on. Everyone always thinks that every single industry event is probably like a big orgy. It's like this weird thing, like, oh, you're going out tonight. Oh, okay. Like, now it's the thing. Oh, now they're upset because I'm in a picture with somebody, or now they feel a type of way. But you know what I mean? All these types of things. Yeah. It's too much. But what will happen is when you start making money and you start looking good, then motherfuckers is going to do 180, right? Because that's what happens. They start like, now you're lit. You're lit, which is also very sad. Do you know what I mean? That now it's like, oh, because you look shiny, now they want to touch you. Do you know what I mean? But before, when I was talking, you didn't like it. But now, because it looks like I'm making money and I look good, now my job is okay. It's almost like OnlyFans. You know, like the men that are like, yeah, but at least she's making bread. It's like, as long as you're making bread, it's okay. That's how they see it. But still, it's very, very difficult. I fucking struggle. Like, I struggle. Yeah. I'll meet somebody and I'll think they're okay with what I do. And then lo and behold, give it about 3 months or even less than that, now they're upset with something I posted. Oh, they don't like this video. Oh, it's a problem. Oh, I don't like you're in that. You know what I mean? There's always something.
It's always something.
So now it's just like, I probably just have to change the type of guys that I like.
So what guys were you liking before, and what guys are we moving to? I'm going where you going, girl.
See, this is the thing. I don't think I've changed necessarily. I just think that the type of guys I go for are
the hoochie daddies.
No, see, this is the thing. When I was younger, when I got into my 30s,
mm-hmm.
I realized very quickly that all of that is just very. It's glitter.
Yeah.
Nothing is actually happening over there, especially a lot of the guys in our industry. and nothing really happening, okay? Like, you'll see them, they look nice, you're like, oh yeah. And then you interact with them and you're like, mm-mm, it's not I ain't got time for that. A lot of them are big kids, they're man children. They're very like entitled, not in a bad way, but as rightly so, you've done really well from yourself. They've also got mad options as well. Very hard for them to settle down. Too much things happening. Too much, you know, I mean, they can't sit still. I would strongly advise you never to interact with any of these guys.
In the industry?
Ever.
Not a single one?
No. Unless maybe they're behind the scenes, and even that, you need to find an older one that's over the going out. But you're not over going out yet, so you might want somebody that wants to go out a lot and whatever.
Yeah, I only go out because I'm single. I mean, if I had a baby boy at home waiting for me.
This is what I was saying to you earlier.
Yeah, I would stay at home.
Yeah, that's like me. Like, I don't, you know, I would love to go. I'll go to the event. I'd love my guy to come pick me up. You go home.
Yeah, go home.
And we have a nice time.
We have a nice time.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I would say don't date. You'll just get heartbreak. You'll get disappointed and you're competing with too many people.
That I have heard that there's a lot of late. I think I just need a fine man with no options. I want a fine man.
That's impossible. Even the ugly guys have options.
Damn. Like,
ugly guys have options. And do you know what now? And I think I was talking to I was having a conversation and I said, I think there's something wrong with us as women. We always go for the guys that like are hard. Make it hard for us, or make us feel like we're not worthy, or make us feel like we're asking for too much. You know, like, oh, I want you to. It's nice if you could call me. Oh, yeah, I'm busy. I can't do this. Oh, yeah. And then we always go for the type of guys, and I think it's a weird internal thing where it's like, oh my god, if I fight for this guy, that means I'm worthy. Like, he chose me. And I think if we actually like deep it, that's what it is. It's like when there's a nice guy that's actually being nice to you, making you feel nice. It's like, oh, why are you being nice to me for? But why are we angry at guys
being nice? Why are you reading me for fail?
No, because I'm like, why are we why angry? No, but it's true because I tell you why, because I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've been like, and that's what people think. Like when I speak, people think, oh, ZZ thinks she's so high and mighty. It's like, no, sis, I've been there.
Yeah.
Like I've actually been there. I've experienced different types of guys I've experienced dating. I've been in love. I've tried this, I've tried that. And I've got a lot of male friends that will be real and honest with me and tell me. I'll see them do dumb shit. I'll hear them say dumb shit. They'll tell me what they think, you know, because I'm their girl. And yeah. So they're going to be open and honest with me. So I'm like, rah, is this how man them really think? Is this how, what's really going on?
It's really scary.
It's very scary. But I think as women, we need to learn to condition ourselves to not think that nice treatment is corny. Like, how are you upset that a guy's texting you good morning? Are we okay?
I mean, if he's paying, yeah.
But this is the thing, like, more times I've dated ugly guys, but I'm still pining after you because you're making me feel like, you know, I need, you're the prize almost type of thing. Do you get what I'm saying? And if I manage to lock you down, I think a lot of women, that's why we all go for the quote unquote high value men, because it's like, if I lock you down, I must be great. And that's what it is. It's like, all these other girls haven't managed to do it, but when I'm going to be the one that does it. And that's why I always say about women empowerment, it's a load of bullshit. Because if we actually believed in women empowerment, if we actually believed in women empowerment and sisterhood and all that other good stuff that we speak, we would see women that have been through bullshit with other men and not even entertain those men.
Yeah.
But we think it's inside, we think it's the woman.
Yeah, we're like, yeah.
Because if, like, it's like Summer Walker. Why did you have a child with London on the track?
You know, I will never.
Why? His baby mum told, literally was telling you that he's not worth shit. But you there was telling the baby mum that it was her. You was there doing that thing. Then you soon realise, it's my man.
And now she's baby mum number six.
Right, and this is my thing. But if we was actually for women empowerment, you would see how that man treated sis. And you'd be like, I'm not that lit. And the problem is, we all think we're lit.
Yeah.
We all think we're so lit that we can change men.
Queen of can never be
we're
me.
Not, you're not that lit. Because
can never be me.
You literally that. Or we think, it was her. It must have been her. Without us even saying it must have been her. Yeah. Because the moment you entertain a man that you know is bullshit, and there's proof that he's bullshit, you're blaming the woman.
That's true.
You're actually blaming her, because why would you entertain that? Why would you go to a bad restaurant?
After your friend if there's bad
reviews,
yeah,
would you agreed. Actually find yourself there at the restaurant after you read all the Yelp reviews that it was shit? And you got the proof, you even saw a video of how shit the food was. And you still went to the restaurant and now you're going to do a Yelp review. Oh, it was shit. But babe, there was like 300 reviews that told you it was shit.
You saw. Yeah.
So if you think it's the woman, it's not the man. And I've come to that. I'm sick and tired. I was talking to a guy earlier this year and I'm just thinking, why am I asking you for the basics? Like, why am I having to ask you for basic things?
She is looking at me because she's like, girl, there was a guy that I was just seeing and I really like this guy.
Why? Tell me why you liked him. Go on. I bet you can't even find a good reason.
Wait, let me land. Obviously, physically attractive.
Apart from that?
Funny, okay. Hustler, has money.
About what type of money?
Fintech.
As in, like, legit money?
Legit money. No. Legit. Okay, like, cool. Honestly, legitimate.
Okay.
Works hard. Hilarious. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Handsome.
Right.
Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with him, we had a time.
Mm-hmm.
But the basics of communication were texting 3 hours to call you. Like, you know when you start to feel like to call that person, you're begging it.
Yeah, and also you start feeling it's going to be a disappointment. Because you see me, I can't take you not answering my phone calls and then not getting back to me in a timely manner. So now, when I know you're not going to pick up the phone, I just don't bother calling
my
you.
My self-esteem was in hell.
But this is what I'm saying. And this is what I mean. You have to be so careful. Because you've got to be careful of as well?
Talk to me.
Is the lit guys knowing that you're lit and they try to bring you down. They don't want you to get above your station. There's guys that don't want you to get above your station because you know what? You make them feel inferior. You make them feel like, oh, those type of guys, not saying they go for it, but they like a certain type of girl.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, you need to depend on them. Men want to feel like you depend on them.
True.
Because that's just how they're built. You know, we all talk about, they're supposed to provide, they're supposed to protect. That's in them. They want to feel. So if you're almost a little bit too lit, it's like, what can I do for you?
Yeah, what can
and
I do
for you? And if men
feel
like they can't really do much for you, they're going to look at you and be like, they're going to think, yeah, Joyce is oh, she's nice. Yeah, I like her. But them man there, they will, after a while, after a couple months, you don't even, you're thinking to yourself, what? I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Why am I feeling like shit for?
Yeah.
Like, why am I actually feeling like shit? They know what they're doing. And that's why those type of guys, I stay clear away from them now, because you start to realize, now you're a shell of what you used to be.
No, I definitely started feeling, I was like, my ego right now is reduced. And then now you'll now be double calling, double texting like a fool.
And there's some guys, what you gotta be careful of is that see you online and you become a challenge. Because you're so opinionated and because you're so like vocal, it's almost like they wanna be the ones to make Joyce be quiet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hello.
So, they almost like sought after you. You know, it's kind of like that thing of like, oh yeah, she talks too much. I've had it so many times, like guys in my comments will be like, yeah, she just needs a good dick down, or she needs this, or she just needs that. Or if I was with ZZ, trust me, she wouldn't even be talking on the online like that. Yeah, because it's this thing of like, they think the only reason why we're online talking like this is because we're not getting dick. And that's what they think, that we need good loving. No, you are online, but you enjoy what you're doing. But they think that this is because we can't get a man.
Oh, honey.
That's what they think. So their thing is, once you get a man, you're going to go quiet. That's what they think. And I'm like, once I get a man, oh, you hoes ain't going to be able to stop me.
I'm going to be online moving reckless.
I'll be talking up all the things because I've got my man, and my man is... Yeah, because they think once I get a man, I'm going to quiet him down now because the man
they
is going to...
They're going to know my daddy's dick.
Listen.
They're going to know my man's dick. They're going to know what he... They're going to know every stroke, every backstroke, every front stroke, every pussy lick. I'm sharing it. I'm saying it.
That's what they think. Oh, you're not going to give your opinion. Because a lot of times they think that we're just like these angry black women, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of men, especially a lot of black men, they just think, oh, you're just so angry. You're so bitter. Or you just need someone to hug you. You just need someone to make you feel nice. And it's like, no, actually, when I get a man, I'm going to be going even harder. Because
honestly,
I don't care about any of you. I'm even more quiet now because I don't want to like deter any potential like suitors that might be looking, like, you know, the good ones that would be like, sometimes you got to be like, yeah, I hear it. Like, sometimes you've got to just quiet it down a bit, yeah. But once I get a man and he's like, yeah, I love everything that you do. I love everything about you. Oh.
Excuse me?
We're going to town, motherfucker.
We're on the podcast like, I can't stand these broke, ugly black men, and then we're going to roll into bed with the love of our lives.
And it's just like, for me, it's hard. It's definitely hard. But do you know what you have to do though? You have to keep going.
Yeah.
Even when it's like, if you want to find love and you want to like be in that space, you actually just have to keep going. And you have to have like, you have to know when you have to cut people off.
This is the thing. And this is my biggest issue. I have such a big heart and I feel like I'm so afraid to let people in because I know once I let people it's done.
I've got such a big heart.
I'm a stick beside
them. Oh my God, literally lit me.
That's me. So I really try to run away from situations from the jump because I know that if I let a guy in, one, it doesn't matter even if it's one thing, two thing, three things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will look over it. I'll pretend like I didn't see. I'll give the benefit of the doubt. I'll be mad, but then I'll miss you 2 days 100% after.
That's me. It's terrible. I even done a video the other day saying that I've got like a low threshold. I've got a high threshold to bullshit.
I do.
So I can take a lot of bullshit. And then there'll come a point where I'm like, no. And then I will lock you off and I won't speak again. But for me to get to that point, it takes a long while.
It takes a long time.
Longer than maybe should take then to get there. So that's for me as well. And I hate that as well because I feel like people take advantage of that and they feel like, oh, you know. But you know what? It's always beautiful because I always say to my friends, because my friends are a little bit more, they're a bit more tougher when it comes to things like that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, come on, man. You got to stop talking to that. Or, well, you're going to keep talking to that. And I'll be like, do you know what? Because I stick around longer than I should, when I decide that I've done, it's going to burn them even more. Because they're gonna be like, wow, I must have really done ZZ wrong for her to not want to talk to me anymore. Or that feeling of like, rah, I really have fucked up on this. Because I've let you so many times like, okay, cool, we'll work for it. Okay, we'll discuss. Okay, you're working on yourself. I'll be patient. Da, 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 da. Because they think, and they almost probably start thinking, oh, like, we're good, isn't it? Like, ZZ's cool. She's not, I could, you know, like, string her along for a little bit more. But when I'm done, bye. I won't be talking to you.
It's C&T, baby. And guys, we are back.
Hey.
Sorry, these cocktails are hitting me. See the way I paused? I was like, we are back. And
hey, you lost your train of thought.
And I've lost my train of thought. But I would love to play a game with you, Zizi, honestly.
Go, honey.
I really love this game. I really love this game.
I'm excited. Isn't we doing shots? We are, aren't we?
Wait, let me break it down for you. So
I've just seen six. Okay, go on.
We
go.
Have a game.
Okay, cool.
And we ask our guests some culture questions. This is the cultural motherfucking question. Yes.
I hope
so,
I get this right.
I have a question for you, Zizi Mills.
Yes.
Are you smart?
Within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's confident, but it's not arrogant.
Yeah.
Which is sexy. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're so, just giving middle vibes.
Middle vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
the name of the game. So we've got six shots, meaning we have six questions.
Okay.
You can only give me one answer.
Cool.
You can't tell me Bobby, Susie, Becky, Adam, David, Barbara, Tosin.
Okay.
If you get the question right, I have to take the shot. And the shot could either be a cute shot or it could be a classless shot.
Okay.
We don't know what's in the glass. I don't know what's in the glass.
Okay.
But if you get it wrong, you have to take the shots.
Yay. Okay.
Right. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm
go.
Excited.
Let's go.
T is excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I feel like Tia wrote the questions. That's why.
So she did like, write the questions.
I know. That's why she's like excited because she knows
and
they're
going to
flop.
And she did do the shots. And she's the one that's
been... You look so mischievous right now.
That's what I'm saying.
She does, doesn't she?
She looks very like she's
I
up to
know.
No good.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's making me nervous.
I know.
Question number one.
Okay.
Name the four different capital cities in the United Kingdom.
Hey. London. Are you going to like reassure me?
Definitely not.
Oh, I need reassurance. I told you I need a lot of reassurance. Tell me. Right. Okay. This is wild. This is going to sound so weird. Okay, London, Birmingham. I don't want to say Manchester. Would you say four different cities?
Four different capital cities in
okay,
the United
okay,
Kingdom.
Okay, so yeah. United Kingdom.
Yes.
So London, I would say Birmingham. In the UK, that's a lot of places. This is very like Manchester, I want to say. I basically think of anywhere that's got Selfridges. I feel like these places have Selfridges. London has Selfridges, Bullring has Selfridges, and Manchester, they must have Selfridges. They have to. And then I'm just going to say something random like Essex. That's not even a city. That's not even a place. That is a place, but it's not. You look so disappointed in me. It's unbelievable.
I'm trying to do just my poker face.
Okay, that's what I'm going. And Essex is not one, but I'm trying to think of another big city that is like big that I don't. Liverpool. It's definitely not Liverpool, but yeah.
So we're locking in London, Birmingham, Essex, Liverpool.
No, London, Manchester, yeah. Liverpool, and Birmingham.
Okay, we are locking that in,
oh
guys.
My God, this is so. I I'm really bad at geography, so I know this is bad. I'm not even going to pretend.
That is the wrong answer.
Of course it is.
From when you said Essex, I said yeah.
No, nah. I took Essex out.
You said it though. The fact you it was in your train of thought.
Okay, like, cool. What is it?
London, Edinburgh, hey. Cardiff, and Belfast.
Hey, I didn't even get any of
Wales,
them.
Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. Yeah, because
yes.
it's the United Kingdom.
Oh, I just named everything.
That was
in
pain.
You, I don't even know.
Right,
that's so bad.
That was incorrect. So you have to take the first shot, and it is this one.
Dave, I'm not good at geography.
This one.
Dave, yes. Everyone's gonna laugh at me.
Okay, here you go. You could do the reveal.
Oh, I like these shot glasses.
Thank you.
This has definitely got some sort of like. This is ginger. You got to either do this. Oh shit. You got to like mix up the consistency.
She said it has to be consistent. Dave said no, thank you.
Dave
stepped away. We go take that shot all the way.
It's ginger, but it's okay.
It's ginger?
It's ginger.
Yeah, it's
but
ginger
it's actually,
shot.
At least I feel like healthy.
Do you know what? It is like, you're not, you giving her antioxidants.
I know. That is so embarrassing. I can't believe I didn't. So I should have said Scotland.
Not Scotland.
No, Scotland's not part of Cardiff. The UK, is it?
It is. It
oh,
is.
Shit. I'm for sap.
This is cow.
This is cow. I am the worst with geography. Like, I don't think you understand how bad I am with geography. Scotland's not in the UK.
Your manager is looking and just shaking her head. This is killing me. You did your best.
I am gonna get rinsed.
We got time to recoup this.
I can't recoup from that. That's just general knowledge that I should know.
I mean, geography, you might...
I was never good at geography, ever.
You might get this entertainment question. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Question number two. Who won Love Island this year?
It was that girl. I don't even... Jess, I think, and Sammy. Jess and Sammy? It was definitely Sammy in there, but I can't remember what the girl's name was again, but I think it was Jess.
Are you locking that in?
I am.
That is correct.
Hey! See, you can see my level of intellect here. Yes, yeah. Anything to do with reality TV, I'm a no. But anything to actually do with the world matters.
Anything out of the internet. Right, let's have a look. Please, if you do me another coffee shot, I'm going to be fuming. It's, no, not that one. Oh, that one. It's in order. Which order is it? This one?
Yeah,
this
that one.
Oh, God.
That is definitely alcohol. Or maybe it's just water. Smell it. What is it? Sniff it.
It's definitely not water. Jess Tia would never do such a... She would never do such a thing.
She wouldn't be that nice to us. What is it? Like a Ray and Nephews? Is it Ray
and
Nephews?
If it's Ray and Nephews, that's definitely, never forgive
you. That's looking like Ray and Nephews
vibes.
It
does smell like tequila.
Ooh.
And you know what? I was just talking about how I've had such a crazy night yesterday on tequila.
Oh, did you?
And I'm about to... I think it's tequila, right? Bottoms up, guys. And it's a double. What's the problem?
Oh my God, that is a
big
shot. That's a big shot. Ew. So hot. It's gonna burn your chest.
Finish it.
There's a little bit there, Joyce. Get involved.
Oh my God. That was a lot. What was it? Tequila?
Tequila.
Oh my goodness.
Not for you. We were saying earlier,
wasn't Casamigos.
Tequila is very like, I feel like it's like a grown drink.
It is a grown drink.
It just makes your drinks taste like alcohol, if that makes sense.
Someone told me that tequila is the only alcohol that is not it's a stimulus and not a depressant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, do you know what? Grace Beverly, I met her yesterday, and she was going on a rant how tequila is the best drink. You don't have a hangover. It's the only drink that stimulates.
Did you have a hangover?
No, I woke up like a spring chicken.
Oh, really?
I woke up and I was like, at 9 o'clock, and I was like, the day's here.
Oh, okay.
Like, honestly, big up tequila.
I feel like only time that happens to me is like if I just stick to one drink. If that makes sense, not mixing.
Yeah, I don't mix. Mixing, people that mix, life is tough.
100%.
Life is definitely tough. But you know what? Tequila is becoming my drink. But don't give me the house tequila. Give me the Casamigos.
The 1942.
Yeah. Give me that Patron Silver. Like, I need that. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next one. Dave, are you ready for question number three? Yes, same. Let's go. What was the most played song in the UK in 2023?
It has to be Sprinter.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it right?
Are you sure?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Is it right? Am I right? Is it right?
No, because she said it with so much confidence. It's right.
Yay! See?
She said it with so much confidence.
What, like?
I'm sorry. She said... No suspense. It has to be Sprinter.
They was like 10 weeks number one.
Yeah.
Or 10 weeks
for a
and
while.
Then do you know what it is as well? It's a Do you know what also I realized by doing radio?
Go on.
Sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm kind of like idly scrolling online, mm-hmm. you know, like just like looking at things. But when you do radio, like when you do the links, like if you've got like Rihanna coming up, you might try to find something that relates to Rihanna.
Yeah.
But I realized that when I'm scrolling a lot, I actually am digesting a lot of the information. Yeah. So when I'd go to like you know, prepare for the show, I'd be like, oh, what can I say about Rihanna? I'd be like, oh yeah, I saw yesterday that she did this. So the Sprinter thing was because I saw on Irene's Insta story something about Sprinter. I wouldn't have known that unless I saw it on Irene's thing. So yeah. It's like I digest a lot of information, but sometimes I feel so bad about being on Insta all the time. But now,
nah, that's it's useful why. Information. Hey. No, were you actually dead ass confident on it?
Only because I saw a post.
No, she said it. I'm sorry. I know I fucked it. My producers are looking at me like, but sorry. The way she said that, Bible.
It has to be. It has to be
Sprinter.
It has to be Sprinter. Because I'm thinking, what else could it be? Unless it was like one of those like
Charlie X.
Yeah, like where you don't even know the name of the song, but when it comes on, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that would make sense because I hear it everywhere. But
if this is Sprinter, coffee, I'm gonna be angry.
Which one? Oh, you're doing this one. No, that's not coffee. Ooh.
Oh my God! What damn. Is this?
You better mix that because that looks like it's, you know, separated like the ginger shot.
This looks like a soup of some sort.
Ew.
It's a bit jellified. It's quite thick.
It's got bits in it.
It's got bits in it.
Dead. It even smells a bit funny. I can smell it from here. Unless that's Dave and he's done a fart. But that smells like...
I don't even want
to... Let me smell it. Does it stink?
It's like chicken.
Hey! I don't like...
Blended. I feel like every week... Tia gets a bit more sadistic and she just
a bit more like, you know,
she gets a bit more. I take pleasure in the pain, so let me make it worse.
I hear it.
I hate this for me.
If you've pissed her off during the week, she'll just go and find something nasty, like, okay, yeah, that time when she wanted to piss me off, like, okay, bet, that's what she's
doing. Yeah.
Yeah. okay cool. Go on, down it while I'm just here sipping. Sorry, I'm just sipping.
It's yeah. The don't worry, I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.
Hopefully. Oh. There was even like... There was even like a bit that wasn't separated. Oh, that is nasty. Big up Irene for putting that on your Insta story yesterday, because that's the only reason why I remember.
There was so much sodium in that. What was that?
I can smell it.
It's beef stock.
Well, I'm gonna go home to poo.
Look at Dave, he's even sniffing. That's why he came over, because he can smell. Look at him, look. Can you see him smelling?
He's actually smelling.
He's
like, Dave, don't watch this, my breath. It's actually my breath. It's
look,
my
he's breath smelling. He's like, look.
It's my breath. Like
nah, me. Dave is like, nah, you've got the look. He's Dave, like, nah, is Dave. Dave is smelling your breath, boy. Look. No, Dave, relax, brother.
It's the bee.
Dave, relax. Look, he's even looking at your hand like, oh, I must be able to get some of it somehow.
No, he's like, that smells good.
He's literally smelling your breath. He's like, beefy. Look, oh, smelling your breath. Dave.
No, Dave, stop smelling my breath.
Dave.
Don't try and lick off my finger, girl. Don't try and lick the beef off my finger.
Dave,
girl,
is smelling that beef, boy. He's like, it's got to be somewhere. Come on.
No, Dave is actually a paid actor. This is so funny. He is a paid actor.
Dave came from nowhere. Was like,
are you ready for the next one, Dave?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dave. Look at you.
Right. Question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's a riddle.
Oh, God. I'm definitely taking a shot of something. Go on.
First, I am dry.
Oh.
Then I am wet.
Oh.
The longer I swim.
Ooh.
The more taste you get.
Hey.
What am I?
Pussy, baby.
Girl, what? Are we locking in pussy?
We're looking at pussy, puswali, vagina, everything. Come on, it must be right.
Dave, is mommy right?
Look at his face. Even he's like, is I can't take right? you anywhere.
Right, we're locking in pussy.
Pussy.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
The answer is a tea bag.
Oh.
David's even looking. What's this girl talking about? Coming to embarrass me on the podcast.
It did sound about right. You said, at first I'm dry.
Yes.
Then I get wetter. Listen, the wetter I get.
This pussy is never dry, honey.
No, but at the beginning, it's dry. Before they start doing the stuff.
No, that pussy is never dry.
Is your vagina always wet?
Moisturized, always.
To be fair, my vagina is quite wet. That's why when guys touch it, they're like, oh my God, you're so wet. And they think it's them. But it's just like, baby, it's just wet.
Not gonna lie, that's me. What is it? Pussy, bagussy, bagushy?
No, but what I'm saying is, in the beginning, it's dry. Also, guys, lubricate the woman. I don't actually want to say to guys that it's constantly, because then that's when they don't do foreplay.
Yeah.
Some guys think they don't need to do foreplay, and that is wild.
That's wild to me.
That is so wild. They'll just be like, they're doing, and then they're scratching like a disc. Do you know what I mean? They're like, and then they think they can just slide it in. It's like, babe, it's not even, what's going on here?
Random thought, but when like, porn made people think that four fingers was ever acceptable.
Oh, I don't even like being fingered like that. Just clitoral stimulation is perfect for me. I don't want it in. I don't need it to be like inside, because really nothing is going to happen. It might just feel a little bit nice, but just insert, bro.
Yeah, put your dick in, girl.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, do other things to get me. Yeah, like, I agree. You know what I'm saying? Then we can
do a little. But I love that eating.
So when you get head, do you like little thing? I don't like that. For me, it's too distracting. There's too many things happening. It's like, what's going on here? You're there, now I can feel fingers. I'm like, mm-mm. Nah. I slap the hand away. I'm like, mm-mm.
Can't lie. If you got your tongue there.
It's too
fucking crazy.
It's too distracting for me.
Nah.
It's like overstimulation.
Baby. I'm focused, baby. Oh, God. Oh,
so
God.
What bit do you focus on? The tongue or the fingers?
Everything.
Oh.
Multifaceted.
Yeah, I can't concentrate. It's either one or the all.
You as well, Tia.
One or all. I find it overstimulating.
So yeah, it's too overstimulating for me.
It can happen, like, yeah, but it's, yeah, I'm just like,
it can happen, but for me, I'm just like, like.
It's so interesting how different women love different
things. It's so true, yeah.
Because we're not all one size fits 100%. All.
And that's why you have to,
Emmanuel,
like,
don't be a slag. Emmanuel, don't be a slag. Don't be a slag.
That's why you got. Yeah. That's why guys have got to ask questions. I feel like normalize, like with sex as well. Sex has become this weird thing. Like, you should speak to. Also, in this weird age that we're in, it's like people want people to be mind readers.
Yeah.
Like, you should just know what I like. You should just know. You should know I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, you should like talk to the person and be like, oh, if they say, would you? I like this. I like it when someone does that. It feels nice when you do that. Oh, I really liked when you did that yesterday. Or when you did that last night. All those type of things. Like, it makes the sex
the experience better.
And better,
Yeah. Anyways. No, it's a tea bag.
Oh, a tea bag.
So you got shot. Shit, not her trying to distract me with gushy pussy and licking pussy. I bet, come and take the shot. Which one is it?
The other side.
Other side. Come and take the shot. That looks like orange juice to me.
No, it's something else. It's a bit that could just, it's like passion fruit.
Okay.
I'm good at smelling things, you know.
I love that.
I know, I've got a good nose. It's because I've got bad eyes.
Oh, it's a good one. Oh God, it's a good one.
Passion fruit and mango smoothie.
Oh, see, there you go. I smelled the passion fruit. Lovely.
Is this for me? Because you gave her the good. Okay.
But that's not my fault that you didn't get your question right. Okay. It's just because I'm getting them right.
Thank you.
It's not like staged or anything.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, just had to let.
She needed to let everybody know. She's like, I'm not dumb. I
am actually dumb, because that geography one will cancel out all the things that I know.
We will just pretend that didn't happen. Right, next question. Guess the song.
Oh.
Care for me. Care for me. I know you care for me. I've been peeping what you bring to the table. That's a real one in your reflection. Those are three different lines.
Oh, wow. I feel like I knew in the beginning. Say again.
Care for me. Care for me. I know you care for me. Then another line in that song is, I've been peeping what you bring into the table, and the next line is, that's a real one in your reflection.
I don't really know this. I feel like when you tell me, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, that's it. Care for me, care for me. I want to say, like, I don't know why, but I want to say Future Drake and Tem's song. Can't remember what that song's called again. Obviously everyone was sick, but I don't know why the Care For Me sounded like something.
Okay, so
I'll Wait For You.
What are we locking in?
The I'll Wait For You song.
Okay.
Tem's, Drake and Future. I don't think it is that song.
Let's lock that in.
It's not that song. But the Care For Me made me think that. Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill. Is it Lauryn Hill? Say it again. I know you've locked it in, but I just want to know. Say it was a line.
Care for me. I know you care for me.
Then what's the next one?
I've been peeping what you bring in to the table.
See, I thought it was Lauryn Hill. Care for me. You know me, there for me. I thought it was that, but it's not. It said that, it's not. So I'd just go with what I said, even though I know it's not that.
We're locking that in. That is incorrect. The answer is Drake, Nice For What.
Oh, see, I was close. It sounded like a Drake thing.
It did sample Lauryn Hill.
Oh, see, there you go. So I kind of was a little bit close. That's why the care for me, because I was like, care for me, you know me, there for me. So I was kind of, I do know a bit of music.
That's a real one in your
Oh, yeah, without a follow, without a mention, you better pipe it up when it is. You gotta be nice.
This episode has really been you gotta be nice for what?
I know, so I got that wrong.
You got the wrong, you take the shot.
If I said Lauryn Hill, would I have got like half? Oh.
take the shot.
Oh! That is disgusting. That is garlic. That is rank. Like, that's raw garlic in there. I can smell it. And my breath is going to stink tonight. I'm going out tonight, guys, you know. What if I want to lip someone?
Girl, that, you better.
And that garlic is the one that stays on your chest. So you'll belch and you'll smell it again. You'll regurgitate it.
Because it's in your stomach.
Yay! That is disgusting.
Take the shot, girl.
Is it garlic?
When you were laughing at me for my beef one.
There's something else in here, though. It's like garlic, like hot pepper, almost.
It's the nose for me. No, you have to shut. Not the lip. You gotta take the shot, girl.
This is the fucking stuff.
You gotta take the shot, girl.
It's like it's got like mustard in it, or so. It's got you know that mustard gives you that taste.
Yeah, the spicy,
like,
yeah.
Like that. That's, it's something in here that
just
does
hit
that.
It back of the throat.
This is so funny.
Oh my god.
That's mustard, honey. That's mustard.
I can't lie. Your nose is good though.
I know, right?
Your nose is good. You've been hitting it. You've been giving it.
I don't know how Nella's
just get
been
the cocktail
it.
To wash it.
Nella
down.
Was eating stuff that was mad and she done it. I could not.
No. Mm-mm. That's hell.
That is hell.
Right, we've got the last one. Not sure if it's a good one or a naughty one.
Are we like even? You did two, I've done two.
Okay, yeah, we are even. And the questions are relatively easy this week.
Oh, are they?
No, they are. Okay, you're on radio, right?
Oh no, go on.
You're on radio, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe you'd know this, but maybe you are sleeping. So we'll see. What is number one on the Billboard Hot R&B hip-hop songs this week?
Oh, wow. In the UK?
Is it in the UK?
No, Billboard 100 is America.
Nah, Billboard, yeah.
I don't even know, so I'll just be taking a wild stab. Scissor? No, it's definitely not Scissor. I'm not looking at him. Who is doing?
What is the number one? So what is number one on the Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs?
Oh, hip hop
this
as well.
Week.
I feel like Drake maybe on there. But maybe not, because I'm only thinking because it's R&B and hip hop. Drake is always like in the mix somehow. them trying to think a song that has been doing the rounds that I, like has been played. Oh wait, no, but I think that's the Billboard Actual 100. So it's R&B and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that Jack Harlow song, but I feel like that would be actually like Billboard 100, not R&B and hip hop. But because it's hip hop, that's why I want to say the Jack Harlow song. And Vanilla Baby, I don't know what the Loving on Me or whatever it's called. I'm going to go for that.
Are you locking
I am locking it in, but I don't think it's right. But I think it, that's only because it's hip hop. If it wasn't hip hop, then I would have gone with something else. Your poker face is really good.
That's, yeah, I can feel it already. Disgusting.
Oh. ZZ.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Jack Harlow, Loving on Me is See? Number one.
Woo! And you know what, again? That wasn't necessary because of someone told me that information yesterday. See?
You know what?
I just be retaining information.
That was fair game. That was fair. That was, you could, that was fair game. Fuck you, but that's fair game.
I was like, because you said hip hop, I was like, that Jack Harlow song is fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying because it's actually like, I want to not like it, but it's so catchy.
It's so catchy.
And he's done such a good, I think he's done quite good at sampling and making it feel like fresh and brand yeah. new. And it just feels like, you know, that it's just a nice song. So yeah. Sods. Thanks, fuck me.
Right, I've got to take the final shot. Hopefully it's a nice one. To be honest, we usually do end with a nice one. But then again,
that looks like coconut water.
It's like some lime thing.
It might be just tequila and whatever.
I really hate citrus, you know. I'm not a fan. You fucking didn't put lime juice in this tea. Oh my God. I think it's lime juice, you know. I hate this for me.
You don't like lime juice?
It could be a citrus juice, like a juice with citrus in it, like what's like a lemonade.
Oh, okay.
Or it could just be straight up lime juice.
Oh, dead.
And I'm scared.
Either way, you're just like dead.
But the lime juice, that one is just okay. Okay,
it's fine.
It's just a lime juice. Okay, cool. As long as it wasn't lime,
okay.
Like lime juice, I'd have been heartbroken. But yeah, three wasn't bad. Two, what'd you get? Three out of six. 50% is good. 50% is good.
Isn't it though?
And you only had one couple. You had a couple shit ones.
That one, it was only that honey and mustard.
The honey mustard thing.
That was,
but you know what? Yeah, you were actually really impressive. You know.
Thank
it
you.
Was very, very impressive. I want to say a big thank you for coming.
No,
honestly,
thank you for having me. It's long overdue.
Long overdue. This has been such a big sister chat. And there's so many things I'm taking from this conversation.
Remember, don't let these guys.
I won't. Listen, I won't let you down.
Listen.
I won't let you down.
Listen. We deserve to be loved on.
100%. But where do we find you on this internet, ZZ?
Oh, I'm ZZ Mills. And you can find me on the internet. ZEZEMILL. Z.
Period.
Not S. Z.
Z.
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And
everything.
I think TikTok is ZZ Mills official. I don't know, because someone got ZZ Mills. I don't know what that's about.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Dave for being an amazing
David is like guest. Dave is like, yeah, it's been amazing.
No, I really appreciate you. And guys, thank you so much for watching. We will be back next week with another bad boy or another bad gal. And with that being said, we motherfucking out. Woo!